Thank you and good afternoon. Around 1:45 this morning, the Eureka Police Department was called to the 1000 block of Myrtle Avenue. Upon arrival, a citizen told an officer that an unknown man had threatened to shoot him. The citizen then gave a description of the man to the officer. Several minutes later, the same officer conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle near the 500 block of N Street, and a passenger in that vehicle matched the description of the man described. The man was identified as 33-year-old William Allen Lindsay, who had a felony warrant for parole violation. Lindsay was taken into custody without incident and was found to be in possession of a loaded 9mm handgun with the serial number removed, along with brass knuckles. Lindsay was also found to be in possession of heroin and methamphetamine packaged for sale. Lindsay was booked in the county jail on numerous charges. Wednesday afternoon, a sergeant from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was patrolling the 900 block of Redwood Drive in Garberville when he saw 25-year-old Michael Wade enter the parking lot of the Lone Pine Motel. Wade was a local probationer and had a search and seizure clause, which led to a search of Wade's person that turned up 10 grams of heroin. After the sergeant discovered Wade was renting a motel room, a search was conducted in the room and additional drug paraphernalia was discovered as well. Wade was booked in the county jail on numerous drug charges. The findings of a jail death investigation have been released. Dan Squire has more.
The district attorney's office has released the findings of an investigation into the death of Darren Borges, who died while in custody at the Humboldt County Jail in June of last year. He died as a result of a toxic level of methamphetamine. The DA's report finds that Borges had ingested a lethal amount of meth prior to being contacted by police at the intersection of 7th and D Streets in Eureka on June 14th. A motorist had called 911 to report that Borges was acting erratically in the street, and when officers arrived on scene, they found he had removed some of his clothing. Borges was arrested and booked into county jail, and the DA's report says that a forensic pathologist determined that Borges died from acute methamphetamine intoxication.
Thank you, Dan. These two popular ships make their visit to the Eureka waterfront every year, and starting this weekend, Lady Washington and Hawaiian Chieftain will stop by again. The ships are scheduled to arrive on Friday at the Bonnie Gould Guest Dock near the Adorney Center and will stay through next Wednesday. Starting Saturday, public tours and programs for grades 4 through 6 will be available. The battle sails are the ship's most popular program, which features real cannons that fire real gunpowder. Coast Central Credit Union announced that it will sponsor the 2015 World Endurance Mountain Biking Championships that will be held at the Weaver Bison Trail in Weaverville in October. The endurance race, which tests the mettle of cyclists over a 24-hour period, will be held in an area with deep ties to the gold mining industry and features more than 30 miles of mountain bike trails. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wednesday morning, more than 50 law enforcement personnel from local, state, and federal agencies assisted the Eureka Police Department in sweeping the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall. During the last 6 months, law enforcement have served several search warrants to the area, also known as the Devil's Playground. This time around, a more aggressive approach was taken, as 27 people were arrested, including 19 for outstanding warrants. Officers also confiscated 16 firearms, drugs, and drug paraphernalia. Officers contacted more than 90 people during the operation, which has been in the works for almost a month by Eureka Captain Steve Watson. A follow-up will be conducted in the coming weeks to evict the rest of the transients, but not before a temporary housing situation is found for them, which might be an issue, according to Watson.
The other issue is, with going through and moving everybody out, you've got to have a place to send them to, and if you don't have a place to send them to, then you just diffuse them into the community. Well, there's going to continue to be complaints and problems, and you haven't really made up any ground.
Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said that the goal was to remove the criminal element from the homeless encampment, which has taken a disturbing increase in the last 6 months. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.